Tyreek Hill's detention by police spurs wild anti-Trump conspiracy theory from Jemele Hill. By Warner Todd Houston on September 9, 2024. On Sunday, Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was handcuffed and detained by police just ahead of the team's game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Still, the Atlantic writer Jemele Hill was not satisfied with the reasons for the incident. Video of Hill being handled by four cops as he lay face down on the road shocked social media viewers. It was later reported that he was detained for reckless driving and that he had a verbal altercation with police. Another angle showing police detaining #DolphinsWR Tyreek Hill this morning, reportedly for a driving violation. JustWild.pic.twitter.com/0k1gist. Ari Mirov, at My Sports Update, September 8, 2024. The team later released a statement saying, this morning, WR Tyreek Hill was pulled over for a traffic incident about one block from the stadium and briefly detained by police. He has since been released. Several teammates saw the incident and stopped to offer support. Tyreek and all other players involved have safely arrived at the stadium and will be available for today's game. After this, former ESPN personality Jemele Hill dove headfirst into a conspiracy theory blaming Donald Trump. A reminder that Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a huge Donald Trump supporter, the same Trump who supports giving all police immunity from prosecution. Do with that what you will, Hill bloviated in a Sunday post on X. A reminder that Stephen Ross, owner of the Miami Dolphins, is a huge Donald Trump supporter, the same Trump who supports giving all police immunity from prosecution. Do with that what you will. Jemele Hill, at Jemele Hill, September 8, 2024. Despite Hill's absurd framing of the incident, South Florida Police Benevolent Association President Stedman Stahl said Hill was detained for officer safety after driving in a manner in which he was putting himself and others in great risk of danger, according to Fox News. Upon being stopped, Mr. Hill was not immediately cooperative with the officers on the scene. Pursuant to policy and for their immediate safety, placed Mr. Hill in handcuffs, Stahl added. Mr. Hill, still uncooperative, refused to sit on the ground and was therefore redirected to the ground. Stahl said that the player was issued two citations and said, "While we are confident in the actions that led to the stop of Mr. Hill, as with any investigation, we will wait for all the facts to come out, along with any explanation Mr. Hill may have for his actions that initiated this unfortunate incident." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.